Yeah, that's out of sight and out of mind. That is the Trashman and the Surfin' Bird. And that's kind of a wild thing, isn't it? That is just, woo! I don't know what you have to be on to do a song like that, but it must be some very powerful stuff. That's some powerful stuff to be on to do that song. Crazy White Boys. Well, anyway, all right. Well, everybody's heard about the bird, and the bird is the word. Anyway, welcome to the pre-show. Couple things. We got a promotion we're starting today, baby. Today, motherfuckers. Shane, where did you send that to me? You sent it to me at... Come on, man. God damn it. Yeah, there it is. All right, cool. Cool, baby. Cool, 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 cool. Got it, got it, got it, got it, got it, man. Hey, Phil, I got it. Very good, man. All right. How many of these emails do we have here, man? Everybody's heard about the bird. Well, everybody's heard about the bird. What the fuck did I eat yesterday, man, that has given me the worst fucking acid reflux, Jack? I mean, I'm eating, like, salads. I'm eating great, man. I'm eating fruits, salads. What the fuck? I bet you anything it's that goddamn margarine. There's this, you know, low-cal, I can't believe it's not butter is the name of this shit. Probably, I can't believe it's not poison is a better name for it. I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. Hey, what is this, man? What? What is this? It's 2 months free. Where's the new email? Where's the I want the 2 months free, motherfucker. Where is that?
Oh, what I have about is there.
Fucking trying to plan a trip to fucking Canada. They have plans of 20. Why don't we just come into town on the 24th? 24th, we're leaving the 29th. 24th, leaving the 29th. 24th, leaving the 29th. 24th, leaving the 29th. The 24th and leaving the 29th. And however it falls... and all the rest of these are coming out. Marzinho, Saturday and Sunday in Toronto. Yeah. Sunday, yeah. So we'll be... Hey, baby. You want to go outside? Okay. My cat.
What you want to do? Is that all right? Go outside? Whoop, come here.
The bird's the word. Well, the word, bird, bird, and the bird is the word. Where is this? God damn it. 2 months. There it is. That's the one that I want to look at right here. Southern Nights. So, Glenn Campbell, man, he was big when I was in high school. He was kind of a crossover country pop artist. And I never thought of him. I thought of him more as a pop artist than a country artist, to be honest with you. Because he used to play guitar on Beach Boy sessions. That was my understanding. What the fuck is this, man? Where is the 2 months? God damn it. Fucking driving me out of my fucking mind, this shit. I mean, I can't fucking do this thing, man, unless you give me the right goddamn elements to this motherfucker. And right now, I don't have it. Limited offer. There it is. Holy Christ. Campaign goal. All right, cool. That is what I'm looking for right there. That is what I'm looking for right there. Print that. Keep getting these confusing elements to this thing. All right. Alrighty.
You know what it is with Trump. You know what it is with Trump. He don't get it. He is like nowhere, man. This cat is no place.
It's got to be that fucking goddamn margarine. Because everything else, I'm fine, man. How old was he? 81, did they say? Glenn Campbell? Let me tell you something, man. When Glenn Campbell hit with that, by the time I get to Phoenix, was his first big hit. I talked to some of the kids at the record the other day. They never even heard of the song. Isn't that wild? It's a pretty big song. It's like not knowing... I don't know, you know, I Love Paris in the Springtime, something like that. I think it's as timeless. A lot of people don't know that one either. But, he was big. Now they're scanning, they're doing a brain scan, and they're showing us his brain. This is a medical thing. This is interesting. I don't have the audio up on it, but this is like a documentary on Glenn Campbell's Alzheimer's. They're showing him what's happened to his brain. And he's there with his wife, and Jesus Christ. Poor man. But Glenn Campbell played session guitar on Beach Boy sessions. He was a session guitar player. He's considered to be a very good guitar player. I don't know which songs, and there were a lot of guys a lot of session players at that time. what they call the Wrecking Crew, the LA Wrecking Crew, LA session players. But when he came out with that goddamn By the Time I Get to Phoenix, and then Jimmy Webb, who I love, Jimmy Webb wrote all those songs. He wrote Phoenix, he wrote Wichita Lineman, he wrote Galveston, he wrote Up, Up and Away, the one that the Fifth Dimension did. He wrote, I don't know, you name it, man. I mean, a whole album for fucking Richard Harris. MacArthur's Park, which is his, quote, famous, infamous one, you know. But, I'm just looking at goddamned Kim Jong-un, this little fat fuck. Somebody said, why do they cut their hair like that in North Korea? So they're ready for fucking electroshock at any minute. Just go ahead, put the... Yeah, it's wide open, man. But he... this is the movie, I'll Be Me. Glenn Campbell. Oh, let me tell you, man. There was a string. So I'm reading this interview with Jimmy Webb. He says, I'd never met Glenn Campbell. I wrote the song By the Time I Get to Phoenix. He says, I'd never met the man. And one day he calls me. Ah, it's Glenn Campbell, you know. He says, yes, sir. He says, hey, Jimmy, listen, I need a city song. I need another city song, a song about city. Another city. Well, I'm over here with Al DeLorean, whatever the hell, he's over in the studio. I need a song about a city. So Webb had been working on this thing called Wichita Lineman. Only it had been called, it wasn't called Wichita Lineman at the time. It was called Wyzetta Lineman, I think. It's a county in Oklahoma. And Jimmy Webb wrote the song because he was driving on a long stretch of flat, endless, goddamn Oklahoma highway that they have there. And all he saw were these telephone poles going by. Boom, 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 boom. And he said, way at the fucking end of this stretch of highway, I could see a lone man, a lone figure sitting on top of one of the poles, and he's doing his work. And he said, I tried to put myself... I wanted to put myself on that phone, put myself in that man and on that phone, what would he be saying? It's really a great song. Billy Joel told Jimmy Webb that it was a song about an ordinary man thinking extraordinary thoughts. You know, he's out there working on the fucking line, but he's talking about this woman that he loves. So it was in Wayzata or Wasaka County, Oklahoma. I think I'm getting it right, but if I don't. So it was not the Wichita lineman. It was the Wayzata lineman. You know, and the Wayzata lineman was probably the way it was envisioned to be sung. So he says, I got one song, and he sends it over to Campbell. Says, I love it, but we changed it to Wichita. He says, why? Because it sings better. I like that. The song, the Wichita, just, it sings better, man. It sounded better in the song. So Webb said to him, the song's not done. If you listen to Wichita Lineman, it has basically two verses, and then it repeats. It's gorgeous. And the production on the goddamn thing, Al DeLoring was the producer and the arranger, and the music is just fucking amazing. If you listen to the music on that song, that goddamn song, it's like it trails on forever, and there's a little bit of a din-in-din. It's like a telegraph thing that they do. There's a lot of stuff in that song, but it's just beautiful, and they made it into a hit. And Webb, for his part, said, I never did finish that song. He says, that was not the completed song that I sent them. And I told Glenn Campbell that. He said, just send it over anyway, you know. So he did. And they did it, and they bang. And then came Galveston, was right after that. So those three, by the time I get to Phoenix, then came Wichita Lineman, if my memory serves, and I think it does, and then Galveston. And then a couple of minor hits, one called Where's the Playground Susie, which is a song that Jimmy Webb had written about this girl that he knew, Susie, who was also the chick that he had the picnic with in MacArthur's Park. And there's a whole interview with her. She exists. And she lives with a husband now somewhere in America. They went and they interviewed her, and she told the whole story behind that song. You know, we used to have lunch together in the park, and there was a cake. And it was left out in the rain. And you wouldn't believe it. I swear to God. And he was in love with her. And she loved him, but she moved on. You know? And the guy that's interviewing, I thought it was interesting. The husband's there. And he's like, yeah, I think it's very interesting. This cat, he's just happy that somebody wrote this song about his wife. You know, she's like semi-famous. I don't know. Yes, it's really interesting that Susie here. That was when I was a high school sophomore and junior. And Galveston was my senior year. Boom, boom, boom. By the time I get to Phoenix was sophomore. Wichita Lineman was sophomore, junior. Galveston was my senior year. Along with all the other shit that was going on in music at that time. And there was a lot of shit going on with music at that time. So now let me find what I've come here to find. Oh, I didn't know that, man. Huh. Oh, poor boy. What song is he singing? I'll probably miss it. Well, now, ain't that something? Was that Saturday Night Live? Oh. Jay.
You're one of those guys. It's just impacted a lot of people, you know? It's like Gentle on My Mind. You know, it's just
listen to goddamn Leno. Gentle on My Mind. It's just, they're all great. That's the song I forgot, Gentle on My Mind. That was actually the first one. It was not By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Sorry. But I know that... I know you guys caught that one, so it's okay. All right, now let's take a look. Coach Vernon Dozier. Let's see. Coach Vernon Dozier, filling in for Bobby Dooley. Bobby calls Rance Priebus Peebus or Plebus. Cove Run. See Bozell. Wasn't Bozell just on the show talking about some shit? I've got to say this because I'm not right sure. And I know I'm going over. What is it, 6:30 already? Oh, I'm not going over that much. Let's see. Where are we at? Yeah, the crew talks about... Wednesday, Tuesday. Frank Gray, Bud Dickman, Jeff Dowder. Oh, that was Fio. Encore show. Come on, man. This is really slow. Steve was planning a big party for Little League World Series. Don Berman challenged outrage that Phil won't take part in his documentary expose of baseball. Okay. That's not a problem. Ted Bell. There's Tommy Lahren. She's doing a Report America First commercial. God damn it. We must show our support for President Trump.
Call now. Please call 800-756-8255.
And do what?
Now, if you support President Trump, and press 1 to demand an end to the attacks and support President Trump's America First agenda.
An end to the attacks. I got fucking something in my eye. Ah! An end to the attacks. Fuck you, motherfucker. It's called free speech, bitch. You ever heard of it? Sorry, people don't like the motherfucker. There's reasons why they don't like him. Try to figure that one out. Try to get your head wrapped around that one. We must have an end to the attacks. And do what? Support this fucking psycho motherfucker? This clown? In his agenda? What the fuck is his agenda? Running his fucking yap, going down and golfing, running his fucking yap. He ain't got a fucking agenda. Jesus Christ. Supposed to sit there and kind of get in the groove with this motherfucker not having any plan at all. Hey, why isn't healthcare passed? What are your ideas on healthcare, Mr. President? Well, fuck, I don't know. I haven't even studied it. Goddamn right you haven't. Well, that's okay. Why should I? They should just listen, stupid. Fuck you, man. I'll support your ass when you show me that you're a fucking president and not some fucking clown that likes the appearance of being a president as opposed to getting in and doing the goddamn work. This guy wants to look like one. He doesn't want to be one. He wants to look like one. Serious looks on the face, wagging the finger, giving these fucking asinine fucking speeches that contradict things he said, contradict things his underlings have said, off the top of his, off the cuff, off the top of his mind. Just saying shit. And everybody's supposed to get down and dig that because it's non-traditional. Hey, you know what else is non-traditional? Throwing a fucking hand grenade into a supermarket and blowing the goddamn thing up and killing everybody inside. That's non-traditional. There's a lot of non-traditional things. This is non-traditional. Not paying your child support. Oh, wait a minute, that is traditional. How about this? This is non-traditional. Paying your child support. Southern Nights. Walmart is telling the taking they owned the school year like a hero sign placed above a gun display. The chain has apologized and removed the sign. There's no word on whether the sign placement was caused by a careless employee or a rogue prankster, but corporate is investigating. Good Lord. Of course it was improvised. That fucking warning was improvised. Yes, it was improvised. Christ, you think that motherfucker planned that out? He had planned shit. All right, man. Frank Weasler. Bobby Dooley and Steve and Frank Weasler. What time is it, man? I mean, how many minutes have I been going here? What is it, 39? 38 minutes. Love it. Love it. Can't live without it. All right.
Oh, fuck.
Ah. Alive. How many times? Oh, I got something in my eye, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Where's that tune I was playing? Really liked it. Mexican Holiday, that's it. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hey, yeah, man, let's do it. Let's go for it.